You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock on a glorious Thursday afternoon. Sweet 16 Thursday. You never know how often they're going to come around, folks. Soak it up. Enjoy it. Let's talk about it this afternoon. We're brought to you today by G&J Auto Graphics. We're giving away a free window tint coming up in hour number three this afternoon. So if you have not gotten registered for that, you need to do so immediately. Go to fanrunradio.com/tint, fanrunradio.com/TINT. You have 2 hours, a little less than 2 hours, as a matter of fact, to get registered for that. You want to win fabulous gifts and prizes? Do it now. Bear, we've got 6 hours.
Oh, God.
It feels like a long time,
doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The anxiety level ramped up considerably once the first, about 2 minutes ago when the intro hit.
Why can't it be like 3 hours, man? 6 hours. That feels like 6 days, 6 hours. I've got to walk around with this belly full of butterflies for six more hours. That's like a fourth of a day, man. What's going on here?
Let's savor it, Russell, because like you said, it's not often you get here.
No. I'm glad we've got Little League practice tonight, because that'll kind of like, that's a full 2 hour thing, you know, because you got to get ready, drive over there, do it for an hour, then drive back, get some dinner and everything. That'll
kill some time.
And I won't be thinking about it much then. So that'll chew up a good chunk of time. But still, man, I'll be home at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock. That hour leading up to the game is going to be so nerve wracking. Think about how the players must feel for both teams.
Oh, I'm sure they're anxious, pacing. I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're. Yeah, hopefully, they're just loose and ready to go, ready to play some ball.
I hope they take a nap, man. That's what I would do if I were them. New York City, you got an extra hour or two, just conk out, take a long nap. Although sometimes that can backfire. Then you're sleepy for the rest of the day. See, I'm anxiety. I second guess myself, Bear. I can't.
I'm right there with you.
Hold me. I need to be held.
Should have came to the studio.
Please.
If you'd been in studio today, I would have held you.
Maybe Benny Slots would have held me.
I don't know about all that. Yeah. Oh, yes. No, I was wrong. Would I be jealous if Benny was cuddling you?
Yeah.
No. I would probably find it humorous and take pictures and send them to Cody and John and the guys.
He looks like he would have a calming influence about him.
Who, Slots?
I'm in the Stately Smith Manor Studios this afternoon, folks. I'm going to have to take off a little bit early in hour number three after we do the window tent giveaway. FanRunRadio.com/tent. Get signed up now. We got Christopher Gabriel coming on here in just a few minutes. Now, he could either have a calming influence or he could get us even that much more worked up.
That's why I'm medicated accordingly.
The latter, actually, but.
Yeah, I love it when you give us some warning. Like, as soon as I saw that text earlier, I'm like, well, medicate. Have to. Chris will get you samped up. You're ready to slam your head into a wall. Ready to go.
Vols Owls tonight, 9 p.m. tip-off. We'll be on with you. Voluntary reaction immediately following the game, exclusively on Twitter Spaces. If you want to do it live, you got to get on Twitter and follow us at @Russell_Smith. And we will have that for you as soon as the game is over. And hopefully it will be a joyous edition. Bear, I've been thinking about this long and hard.
Yes, Russell.
It's time for Rodgers' three keys tonight.
Let's do it.
Keys to the game in honor of Roger. Number one, Bear. And I think this is the big thing in light of the narrative this week. Bully them without fouling. You have to be you. You have to do what you do, which is play physical defense and aggressive, intimidating defense. But you can't foul. Specifically, Vescovy cannot foul. We cannot afford him to sitting. If he sits out the first half, I'm worried.
Oh, if he has to sit like 12 minutes like he did
recently,
was that the Louisiana game?
Yeah.
I've got a really bad feeling. He can't be off the court for that long.
Yeah, we're going to have to see how it goes in the first half and how they're calling the game. If they're calling it like they have been calling it, not just for Tennessee, but for most of the other tournament games, then Tennessee should be good. You should be able to do your thing, grab, push, shove, do what you got to do. But if they're not, if the narrative police out there this week, if their efforts have succeeded and Dusty May has succeeded, and hey, more power to him, I'd be doing the exact same thing. I don't begrudge him at all trying to influence the officials before the game starts. If they're calling it a little bit closer, you have to be prepared to adjust. And, you know, we said towards the end of the show yesterday, I don't think there's anybody we absolutely cannot afford to lose other than Vescovy. But I'd rather not have other guys in foul trouble. But Vescovy's he's the one, Bear. He cannot get those two early fouls.
I mean, there's a couple others that I would be pretty concerned about.
He can't pick up foul number two before 4 minutes to go in the first half. If he gets to the last 4 minutes, okay, go ahead and set him down. It'll be fine. But he's got to be out there for most of the game tonight. Second key to the game, in honor of Big Raj, got to make some shots, man. Got to make some shots. I'm sure you guys have seen the Jeff Goodman tweet that's going around viral about shooting being down in the tournament. I think Tennessee needs to shoot, and these are not lofty numbers. These are not inconceivable numbers tonight. Florida Atlantic is not a great defensive team. They're a good defensive team. They're not a great defensive team. I think Tennessee needs to shoot 40% from the field, 30% from three. If you do that, you 40% from the field, 30% from three, I think you're going to be pretty good.
I do as well. I mean, in a rare moment of clarity, the guys on the morning show said if we just do what we average, just our average shooting night for us, we should be.
What is our average shooting night?
I think it's a little bit over. It's in the, like, what, mid-30s from three?
Yeah, if I had to guess, I would say 32-33%. Maybe Marcus Young can look that up for us. How you doing today, Marcus?
Pretty good, Russell.
Sorry, buddy. I should have said hello to you earlier.
That's okay.
I hope you're doing well, my friend.
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I found a very entertaining video on Twitter of you, Russell, allowing Twitterverse to enter your domain.
Yeah.
Show off your lucky shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's up on Twitter today. That might be one of the keys to that. I know that's Bear's key. He demanded that. So, Bear, that one was for you, buddy. And then the third and final key to the game, dominate the glass. You know, it was interesting. We had Ken Lavica, the FAU play-by-play guy, on yesterday, and we were talking about the physicality and three-point shooting and all these stats that we all think are key. And his take, you know, we kind of gave him the open-ended question at the end, and his thing was rebounding.
Yeah.
He feels like, you know, it's probably unreasonable, I think, for Florida Atlantic to expect to win the rebounding battle. But he said, like, they can't get killed. And specifically offensive rebounds for Tennessee, he feels like Florida Atlantic's ability to box out and collect defensive rebounds is going to be, in his mind, the biggest factor for Florida Atlantic. He's concerned more so than anything else, it sounds like, with Tennessee going bigger and just getting a lot of second chance points.
Well, I mean, it's all going to come down to because they are not a very big team.
No.
But with that being said, they're one of the better rebounding teams in the country. Kind of feel like they've got a bunch of, you know how Vescovy is low-key one of our best rebounders?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. So
I think a lot of that is, you know, people are always whining about Tennessee not getting any fast break points. I think a lot of that is a byproduct of Tennessee's focus on rebounding, because Florida Atlantic might be a pretty good rebounding team. Tennessee's a great rebounding team and has been all season long. And I think the reason that a lot of you see Vescovi and Triple J getting a lot of rebounds is because the two big men who are out there most of the time just bury their guy. And it's a lot of time they're just like moving whoever the biggest rebounders for the other team are out of the way, and then the guards come in and clean it up.
Yeah, and then, well, I mean, you've got the...
You've got everybody going to the board, so we don't have anybody leaking out for fast break points. And it's like, okay, you sacrifice some fast break points, but you gain possessions.
I would agree with that. Plus, we've got the glass cleaner himself, Tobe Awaka.
Yeah.
Just freaky, that crazy percentage when he's on the court of how many, what is it, like 28% of the rebounds when he's in the game he gets.
Yeah. Everybody's going to have to play their role today. We don't need anybody to go off and be spectacular tonight, I don't think. It would be nice if that happens, if Kamwa has another huge one or Vescovi or Triple J goes off and hits for 20, then I think Tennessee will be in great shape. But I don't think that has to happen just to win tonight, and that's the goal at the end of the day, is just win. Like, I think we'd all take a 49-48 Tennessee-Auburn win right now if you could guarantee that. It's survive in advance, baby. Just win. But at the end of the day, guys, I for me, it's just don't get caught up in the hype, the narratives, all the talk about the officiating and the dirty play and all that stuff. Just play your game, man. Just play your game. Tennessee hasn't been a dirty team this year. They have gotten in foul trouble at times, but other times they've been able to control it. For the most part, they've been able to control it. Only Tennessee can beat Tennessee tonight. Florida Atlantic is not capable of doing it all by their own, straight up in a game. Tennessee will have to help them to lose tonight. And we've done that before. We have absolutely done that. And that's why this team has been frustrating at times for some people to watch, for me to watch, for all of us to watch, I think. But it's a handful of times. It's about, you know, what, 10 times out of 30 games or so that Tennessee has really, really helped the opposition. And as long as they don't do that tonight, I feel pretty good about it.
I do as well.
Which Tennessee is going to show up, good Tennessee or bad Tennessee?
I think it's going to be good Tennessee.
I hope you're right.
I'm choosing to live in my hopes and not my fears, like some of our brethren.
I feel like, and maybe I'm just vibing this, not superstitious. I'm a little bit stitious, but I feel like whenever I felt good, things have gone poorly. So I am choosing to kind of focus on what could go wrong. I know that's a sick, twisted mentality to take, but it's the reason I wear the lucky shirt, Bear.
Is it ready to go?
Mojo. Mojo. All about the mojo. I hope those throwback uniforms are nice and clean. Stay with us. The drive continues. The CGP, Christopher Gabriel, KMJ Fresno, coming up next on many of these fan-run affiliates. Stay with us. The drive continues. Back with more right after this. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, a variety of ways for you to experience the program today. And we get set to head for the first time to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Christopher Gabriel, KMJ Fresno, standing by. Good afternoon, CG. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. A couple of things right off the bat. That isn't exactly the Led Zeppelin lead-in, you know, the walk-in from center field, the coming in off the end of the bench music, but I'll take it. I'll roll with it. I will make it work. The reason I will make it work, I got to tell you, I just saw something on Twitter about 5 minutes ago that gave me the kind of gumption, motivation, drive, energy that I always try to bring to your show. But it's never been higher than after what I saw 5 minutes ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you will join me in going into Russ's bedroom today.
You're easy now. Careful.
Well, I know. And I told that to Bear, and he's like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, don't make it weird, CG.
Well, I told Bear, I said, Bear, I'm begging you to pay more attention to Twitter, because Russ took us down the hall, around a couple of corners, and into the closet, and when he showed us what he had to show us, it's not what you think. It's a shirt And I get it, because I will be wearing my shirt, my version, pulling out all the stops. You had yours of, you know, the white with the, you know, the center court from Stokely, which really I wish they went back to that in Thompson Bowling. And I'm wearing my shirt that advertises in comedic form, putting down Alabama on the third Saturday of October. So I'm right there with you. Sometimes, Russ, we have to pull out every stop.
Hey, man, it matters. Laundry has a big impact on the game. Tennessee will be most likely, as far as I know, Chris, wearing those beautiful cream-colored throwbacks that they debuted against Texas. And I believe it's now 6-0, maybe 7-0, as long as they've worn them. And they've beaten Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, Duke. Whoa, it's not like they've been just beating up on small schools while they've been doing that. So, any added help we can get, I'm all for it.
I'm with you. When something works, listen, we're all a little bit superstitious when it comes to sports, whether we're as fans, as media members, as players, as coaches, whatever works. You know, the big orange is in the big apple. It's on the big stage tonight. It's time to have a big effort, Russ. Big effort.
Well, let's talk about something that probably has a slightly bigger impact than our clothing choices tonight, and that is this narrative that's gone around this week, CG. Tennessee is playing dirty. You've seen it from a couple of people nationally. Jay Billis, Doug Gottlieb have been propagating this theory out there. Dusty May's kind of leaning into it, the FAU coach. I don't blame him at all. I'd probably be doing the exact same thing if I were in his shoes. Are you worried that this narrative that's popped up all of a sudden, I mean, Tennessee has played the same way all year long. It's really bizarre that this pops up just after the Duke game, really started on Sunday and has grown to a deafening roar as we lead into this game. Are you worried, CG, that that storyline will have any impact on the officiating tonight?
Yes and no, mostly no. There's a lot to unpack with that question and a lot to unpack with that issue, Russ. You and I have talked on the phone a couple of times this week about it. Let's go back to the Jay Billis, Doug Gottlieb part. Between those two guys, one of those two guys I have a lot of respect for, and that is Jay Billis. I've always appreciated his insight, his basketball background, his basketball knowledge. I haven't always agreed. I don't always agree with him, but that's okay. That's the nature of our business. You and I haven't always agreed. That's okay. Bear and I haven't always agreed. That's okay. But I take exception to the fact that the only thing that seemingly mattered to Jay was how the game was called and the notion that the Vols crossed the line. Was there a one or two plays by Plavchich that I can never pronounce his damn name, Juros, that got to the line? Maybe the first one. It crossed a little bit. But flagrant foul? No. I mean, no less an authority than Coach K came out and said, hats off to Tennessee. They played hard. They've had a great defensive game plan. That was a terrific basketball team doing a wonderful job. I think that Jay Billis, I felt like, and I'm just speculating here, and maybe you disagree with this, but a part of me felt like Jay Billis was trying to influence how this game gets called tonight. And that's what bothers me. Doug Gottlieb, look, I don't know, Doug. I respect the fact that he was a basketball player. He's had his issues over the years, certainly. I think that he is far more interested in trying to get people to click onto him and to listen to his show than anything else. I just dismiss what he had to say completely. The narrative on the whole, this idea that the Vols are dirty, is utter nonsense. It's the first time I've heard anybody call them that this year, and it shows what can happen when somebody who has a platform is allowed to say what they want and not get checked. For my money, I will ride with people like Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith, especially Charles, who he may not have won an NBA title, but he was one of the top 50 players in NBA history. He was on the Dream Team, one of the greatest players in the history of the league, certainly one of the top 10 or 15, top 20, when he says that night, he said on CBS, the most impressive performance he saw the whole day was Tennessee, the game plan by Rick Barnes, the physicality, the senior leadership, the poise, the power that Tennessee played with. I don't know why the focus has been the physicality when you had a Tennessee Vols team that made 9 threes, only committed 8 turnovers, had 5 blocks, and had Duke running around in circles. Every time Duke looked like they were going to come back, the Vols had an answer. So to bring it full circle to tonight, am I concerned? I think the game will get called a little bit tighter. Make no mistake, we all know that Rick Barnes, he came out and said something about it. We all heard what he said. Did I think they played dirty? No. Were they physical? Were we physical? Yes. But Rick Barnes will quietly be talking to the officials. He'll be quietly getting his 2 cents in. Rick is not going to be the guy that shows anybody up. I mean, he gets demonstrative during a game, but the game will get called tighter. But what I expect to happen tonight, Russ, is the Tennessee Vols to play like the Tennessee Vols. I have great respect for Florida Atlantic. They're certainly a good basketball team. I mean, anybody who gets to the Sweet 16 is doing something right. But Rick Barnes, we both know that this defensive game plan, he is going to push them out further. There's not going to be open looks tonight. They're going to try to dish and drive. They're going to try to, you know, do a little bit of that. I don't think that they're going to be effective as they go under the basket. I don't think the Vols are going to walk away with this. But as long as the Vols, and this is what you and I have talked about, as long as the Vols don't have one of those interminable stretches where they go 8, 10, 12 minutes without scoring a basket, I fully expect the Vols to be fine. I think the Vols win by double figures. I've only been wrong once this year, and that was on the Missouri game, which doesn't mean a damn. But this is a Tennessee team that is better, that is bigger, that is just more talented, more experienced. I mean, this is a senior-laden team. And what do you want this time of year, especially when you get to the Final 16, when you get to the Sweet 16? You want senior-laden teams. How many times have we watched a Michigan State team under Tom Izzo with seniors that have been great and done amazing things? We've watched Gonzaga, the same thing. They haven't won at all, but they've gone deep because for whatever reason, guys don't want to leave Spokane. This is the best chance I think we've ever had, including the Grant Admiral team, of getting to the Final Four because of the fact that these guys, and somebody, a Vols fan said this on the internet earlier today on Twitter, said this team has been playing together since the Carter administration. So, I mean, it's a great line, but it speaks volumes, and the big stage is not going to faze them. Florida Atlantic will be coming in with nothing to lose, but you know what? The Vols have nothing to lose either. I like the Vols tonight, Russ.
Christopher Gabriel, KMJ Fresno with us this afternoon on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. And Christopher, you mentioned there the fear, and I think all Tennessee fans have this, is one of those patented, you know, just scoring droughts where nothing goes in. I'm sure you've seen the data out there. Shooting is down across the tournament this year for all teams. It doesn't seem like it for Tennessee. I feel like the two games kind of played how they have most of the season, which is steady, not spectacular, a little rough at times against Louisiana, but very steady against Duke. FAU has been a really good three-point shooting team. Their three-point shooting percentage is actually way down. I think they're shooting less than 30% from three through the first two rounds, and they've still been able to find a way to win. What is your take? What do you think Tennessee has to get done shooting the ball, and what do they have to do to Florida Atlantic to keep them from shooting the ball? The other thing we'll throw out there is the previous two trips to New York City. Last year against Texas Tech, this year in Brooklyn against Maryland, shooting has been a bugaboo for Tennessee in both those games.
Yeah, you're right. It has. And I'm going to take the latter part of your question first. For the balance of the year, which, I mean, I guess we can say it doesn't really matter at this point, but for the balance of the year, Florida Atlantic from the field shot 47%, and from three, they shot 37%. You're right. They've been down a little bit since the tournament started. I think what Rick Barnes has to do, and I was starting to get to it a couple of minutes ago, I really think I would like to see the Vols play man, and I don't think that the Vols should be leaving their man to double when a guy penetrates. I don't think that's a good idea because they don't need to get extra looks. They don't need to get open looks. I'd like to see us go straight man and pressure them pretty much since from the time they get across the timeline. You know, they have not face the kind of pressure that Tennessee is going to bring to them tonight. That's not to say that they don't have capable guards. They do. But our guards are quick. Our guards are physical. Our guards are big. And they have, with all due respect to Florida Atlantic, this Tennessee team, this backcourt, for one, has played against a lot more talented guards than these guys. Again, not to disrespect them. So I think we need to push the defense out to the arc. We need to give them zero, no open looks at all. And then let's take their chances. If they want to have guys penetrating in the lane, we have more than enough size and strength to deal with them inside. Offensively, you know, Rick Barnes spoke to this the other day, and Rodney Terry, Texas's coach, now interim coach, but he's gonna get the job. You know, he used to be here, and he coached at Fresno State, and every now and then I would sit in and host the coaches' show. So I had matter of feet with Rodney, and one of the questions that I asked him about 4 or 5 years ago was about offense, because he had a team here that had some great shooters, and he said almost verbatim, in advance of what Rick Barnes said the other day, he said, listen, we coach these guys up, we work with them on every last thing, but ultimately we can't make those shots. And some nights, he goes, it's basketball. Some nights the shots just aren't going to go down. This team, I think they need to run some things to get open looks. They've been doing a pretty good job of getting some good looks for Vescovy, certainly for Josiah Jordan James. He needs to have a big game tonight, Russ. Triple J has largely been absent in terms of the balance of his game. He's played well. He hasn't played badly, but he seems to get a lot of open looks, and it's not a mystery why. Teams are daring him to shoot. He has to knock down those shots. I do think that Kamwa, you know, the going theory, and really the numbers bear it out, is that he hasn't followed a great game like he had against Duke with 27 points. He hasn't followed a great game with another big game. I really believe the Vols need to get him active early and get his confidence up early. Not that he doesn't play with confidence, but get him feeling like, hey, you know what? What I did the other night against Duke, I'm going to be able to do here in the Garden against Florida Atlantic. I think you need to get Kamwa involved early. I think you need to get Josiah Jordan James involved and engaged early. Santi needs to get some open looks. And I'd also like to see Jemai Meshack. I'd like to see him, you know, really become a part of the offense tonight, because he's the kind of guy that I think is going to be a major matchup problem for Florida Atlantic. You know, he's a sizable, strong guy. He's a great slasher. He can get up over most guys. We already know what he's going to do defensively. I think Meshack has got to really come. Well, I shouldn't say come to play, because he comes to play every damn night. But I think he really needs to have a big game for us as well.
Christopher Gabriel, KMJ Fresno, taking a few with us this afternoon. It's Tennessee. It's Florida Atlantic tonight in the Sweet 16, Madison Square Garden, the bright lights of New York City. And Chris, one of the other big narratives this week is Rick Barnes. You know, coming into this one, Chris, I thought that Tennessee just making the Sweet 16 would have been a unqualified success as far as endings to the season go. To me, it was kind of all gravy after that. But this is why you shouldn't make those proclamations, I guess, before the tournament starts. You never know who's going to be waiting for you when you get there. We all figured it would be probably Purdue, maybe Memphis. Nobody thought it would be a 9-seed Florida Atlantic when you beat Duke to get there and you're playing a 9-seed. That changes the calculus, doesn't it? I mean, you've already said you expect Tennessee to win by double digits tonight, but that should be the expectation. You know, you're a favorite. You're the major conference school. They're a Conference USA school. This is a big one for Rick Barnes. He needs to win tonight, doesn't he?
He does. There's no doubt. You know, the Tennessee social media team put out a video of Josh Heupel at practice the other day. And I'm not going to get the quote exact, but the thought behind it was, expect to win, and to do that, you have to work to get that expectation going. Their needs, the calculus tonight for the Vols, they need to expect to win. They really do. I get it. Florida Atlantic's a good team. None of us want to disrespect them, and none of us do disrespect them. But we did think this was going to be a different game tonight. It's Florida Atlantic. You're a 5.5-point favorite, last I checked. You should go out there and win this game. For Tennessee, I really believe this is the kind of game that Michigan State was, 14 years ago? 2009, was it? Something like that in the Elite Eight. This is the game that I think could be the doorstep to another level for this program. How many times did you and I say this during the course of football? We constantly talked about this is a game. This is a game changer. This is a turn the corner game. I think that phrase applies here because when you get past everything else, the scrappy team from Florida, and they've got to don't overlook them. Don't we can go through all of that. This is a game Tennessee can and should win. And if Tennessee doesn't win tonight, I'm not going to look back on this season. I'm sure a lot of fans will, but I won't be a fan. I'll be appreciative of the year, but I'll think it was a missed opportunity. It was a wildly missed opportunity to get to the Elite Eight because the path is there. I have said on Twitter, I've said on your show that March is made for great stories, and the Vols are overdue for one. And this is the chapter tonight that they have to read and get through to get to Saturday. This is a game Tennessee should win. And you know what? These guys all know it. Every one of these guys knows it. They know when they've come up short before. I mean, listen, Michigan last year played a great game. The Vols just, you know, they ran into a buzzsaw. They couldn't hit shots. Things went south pretty quickly as that game went on, especially as the second half wore on. But I think tonight, I believe that they will come on that court and expect to win because Russ, listen, I'm not breaking news to you and Bear, certainly. These guys are human beings and they are hearing and they are reading everything about they're dirty, they're overrated. I drove into work this morning. I was listening. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of saying what national sports show I was listening to, but they didn't say a damn word about Tennessee. It was all Florida Atlantic. You know what? Bring that on, because these guys know it, they feel it, they hear it. If they're not actually listening, their friends are texting them or calling them and telling them. I believe they are going to come out to, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I believe they're going to come out tonight with the idea of we need to put these guys away, no matter how long it takes, and walk off this court so that we walk on this court again on Saturday. And if there's added motivation here, they are in the hometown of their guy, Zakai Ziegler. They not only want to win it for themselves, they darn well want to win it for him in his hometown in front of his family and his friends.
Well said, CG. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for jumping on with us. Any other thoughts on your way out the door today on this amazing basketball odyssey that Tennessee has taken us on this year, which hopefully continues tonight and into the weekend?
Well, it's been a joy to watch this team. I really like this team. I like the guys on this team, and clearly they really enjoy playing with one another. And for all the things that we say about Rick Barnes, and I mean, I'm a fan, you're a fan, but you know, we've been critical at times as well, and that's what we should be. That's our job. But I really like Rick Barnes, and I love the fact that this team, to a man, loves playing for him. They love him. And I believe they want to do this tonight for him as much as anybody else. One thing I'll say about Madison Square Garden, you know, I've been there easily, probably 150 times. I used to live there. I had season tickets for the Rangers, went to Knicks games, went to St. John's games, Big East tournament games. That is a different animal. It's not just an arena. You know, when you go to Madison Square Garden, it doesn't matter if it's a Knicks game, a Rangers game, a Big East game, the Westminster Dog Show. The very first thing that is announced from the PA guy is, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. When you walk in there, it's not like walking into TD Garden in Boston. It's not like walking into T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. It's not Pauley Pavilion. It's not TBA. It's not RUP. It is a different place because when you're in there, you see the architectural wonder that is the roof. That's one thing, but you feel, you know, you hear it, you see it in the hallways. Frank Sinatra, Billy Joel, the Beatles, not the Beatles, but the Rolling Stones, all the Knicks, the Big East tournaments, Pearl Washington, Patrick Ewing, on and on and on, Louis Carnesecca, John Thompson, Jim Boeheim. There's so many memories dialed into this place that it's something that you have to work through in the first couple of minutes. It's a lot like that scene in Hoosiers. When they get there, they measure the rim, and they remind everybody that it's Butler Fieldhouse, but it's no different than their little gym back in Hickory. I think that this team, this senior-laden team, will be ready for that stage. They've already gotten acclimated to it. I don't think anything about this experience, being in the Mecca, in the Garden, is going to faze them one bit. But for all the Vol fans that are there tonight, boy, enjoy it, because it is a great place. It is an electric place to see a game.
He is Christopher Gabriel. You can follow him on Twitter at CG Program. KMJ Fresno. CG, we appreciate your time, my friend. I'm sure we'll be texting a bit during the game tonight.
I have no doubt. Love you guys. Thanks for bringing me on. Go Vols.
All right, love you too, buddy. Christopher Gabriel on your Big Orange Phillies phone lines. You're looking for a place to get out and watch the game tonight. Big Orange Phillies in Halls is your spot to be. They're open late. The kitchen's open late. The food is delicious. The beer is cold. 6625 Maynardville Pike and Halls. It's Big Orange Phillies. Check them out online at BigOrangePhillies.com. We got to take a quick break. We'll open up the phones to you. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in? Take your shot now, 546-8200. The drive continues on Fan Run Radio after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell Bear and Marcus back with you. Benny Slots back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer's studios of Fan Run Radio helping us out this afternoon. Christopher Gabriel, KMJ Fresno. Bear, what did you learn?
We just need to go out and play our game. That's what I took away from it.
What do you think CG thinks is going to happen tonight?
I think he thinks we're going to win.
Would it stun you if I told you that he actually predicted Tennessee's going to lose?
Yeah. We're not entertaining that thought on the show today.
Good, because that didn't happen. Let's go to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Geraldo leads us off today. What's up, Geraldo?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear, my friend. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I would like to say a few words today, if that's okay.
I mean, if you don't say a few words, it's going to be a really bad piece of radio we're doing here. So please, go ahead.
Survive and advance. That's a phrase we hear a lot, especially when it surrounds March Madness. We all hear about teams, what they need to do is survive and advance. When you reflect on Tennessee basketball team of 2022 to 2023, what will you remember about this team? Will it be the heartbreaking losses we've endured? Will it be defeating the criminal Crimson Tide? A lot has been said about Rick Barnes this year, and frankly, for the past few years. One term I've heard over and over again is regular season Rick. He will have our teams ready to play in the regular season, but don't count on him when it all comes to the postseason. You can't count on him. In the past, we've had amazing seasons only to be let down when it really matters. Survive and advanced, huh? I would propose that surviving and advancing is what this particular team has been doing all year. What if we've taken our bumps in the regular season so we could be prepared for this one moment? This is one chance to right the wrong, to make you forget about the pain and the anguish, to help us remember what it means to be a Tennessee Volunteer. What if regular season Rick is no longer worried about the regular season? What if he has advanced into tournament Rick? What if he's evolved into elite Rick? National champion Rick Barnes, what then? Tonight, our beloved Volunteers will face a team that's looking to be a feel-good story. They're going to be faced with a slew of refs who've heard about how big and bad and what bullies we are. Nobody's going to believe in us tonight. We're going to play too hard, according to some people. We're going to play a brand of basketball that shouldn't be played, according to some people. Tonight, we ignore our haters, which there are many. Tonight, we take one step closer to the Elite Eight. Tonight, we take one step closer to the Final Four. Tonight, we take one step closer to the National Championship. Tonight is the night we survive and advance to victory.
Geraldo Vall. Inspiring stuff.
President Kid never Pullman disappoints.
Couldn't have done it any better himself. I'm inspired. I'm ready to go one step closer to destiny. I will add that. It is our destiny to get there someday. Someday soon. Why not now? Why not 2023? Let's get D.R. Vall in here next. D.R. Vall, you're on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know how the hell I follow that up.
What, you don't have a prepared speech?
No, I don't have a prepared speech. I mean, you know it's a big game if Geraldo Vall's got a speech for a basketball game. I didn't think he cared about anything but football.
I think it might be growing on him. I think he's starting to catch the bug a little bit. I like it.
I do too, man. I mean, he's so into it, he didn't even make it weird with you this call.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit disconcerting. I think he forgot to tell me he loved me. I'm actually a little bit hurt now that you bring it up, DR.
Yeah, close your DMs. He may try to slide in that. Guys, I'll be honest with you. I'm shook. I'm nervous about tonight because I don't know why. This is obvious. It's a stupid statement I'm about to make. We've made one Elite Eight, which means we've only won one Sweet 16 game. That freaks me out.
I know. I know, buddy. But, look, usually we've been playing North Carolina or Ohio State or Purdue in these Sweet 16 matchups. This is a favorable matchup, and nobody should overlook FAU. They deserve our full attention and complete respect, but this is not some sort of juggernaut, right? We're a 5.5-point favorite tonight, DR.
I know, but, Russ, it goes back to it. You've talked about this since I've been listening to you. We don't have the privilege of overlooking a Georgia State anymore because of Jeremy Pruitt and because of Sister Jean. I get nervous about these kind of games, whereas this is a regular season game. I wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel you. I'm nervous too. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now, DR Vall. We're embracing. We're making it weird in honor of Geraldo. But we're going to get through this together. It as long as they're not over. It's when we overlook that things go drastically wrong. And I don't get the feeling that this fan base is doing it. I sure as hell hope the team and coaches aren't.
Well, that's what I was going to get at, Russ, and I'll hop off here. You talked about yesterday with the aura that is Madison Square Garden. You kind of worry about that with Barnes because that is up his alley, you know, his day and age, I guess.
I think we saw Rick Barnes. You know, Geraldo talked about maybe this is a new Rick Barnes. Maybe he has evolved here. I wonder because his demeanor was very different against Duke, and I wonder if he hasn't studied himself, especially after last year. You know, what's going wrong? Why am I not getting this NCAA tournament thing? And maybe he has been a little tight. Maybe that has filtered down to the players, and maybe he's taking the grandfatherly approach. Still working hard, but once that game tips off and it is a tense scenario, stick your hands in your pocket, you know, put a little grin on your face. Hey, go do it, man. The hard work is put in. Let's not overthink this and get these guys too tight.
Hey, amen, Rush. You talk about time, and, you know, let's beat that damn door down. Let's go win the whole damn thing. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, DR Vall. Appreciate the phone call. Folks, tomorrow, win or lose, the sun will rise. Hopefully it will be a beautiful Friday. I will be live at National Law Rex in Farragut, where March Madness continues, 25% off all Ananda Professional CBD products for the rest of the month. You've got about a week to take advantage of this fantastic opportunity to save big on the best CBD products available on the market. You can get it shipped to your door if you live outside of Knoxville. If you live in Knoxville, just swing by 11134 Kingston Pike right next to Wendy's in Farragut. If you're outside Knoxville, go to nationallawrex.com. Find the phone number. You will have to call down there, but they'll fill out the forms. They'll ship it to you. You can support fan-run radio. You can support locally loaned and operated businesses, and you can support The Drive. We'll take a quick break. Marcus Young has your top four at four when we continue next right here on Fan Run Radio.